dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. This is where we take actual news stories of dumb people doing really dumb stuff, read them on the air, and we vote on who's the dummiest. And again, you can be a part of this and read a story on the air. Find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, hey, I'd like to read it. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll work it out. You'll read it. Not only will you be a part of the show, you'll also get a Lou Malnati's pizza. All right. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Speaking of pizza, a criminal's desire for pizza led to his arrest. Police say that Antoine David, that's a fantastic name, Antoine David, 31, allegedly broke into a locked apartment sometime between October 17th and October 18th. According to reports, David forced entry into the residence and took $35 cash and food. He reportedly cooked himself a pizza inside the victim's microwave and ate it. Police found David's fingerprints on the pizza box. He's being held in county jail for $10,000 bond.
So, to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies. Two men in New Jersey were arrested after taking a taxi to rob a home and refusing to pay the driver. Kenneth Burke, 46, and Timothy Foote, 38, took a taxi to Deal Township and asked the driver to wait outside as they entered a home. The two later emerged from the home with a television and other items, and then they took a cab back to an apartment in Asbury Park. Upon their arrival, Burke and Foote left the taxi without paying the fare, prompting the driver to call Asbury Park Police. Asbury Park Police contacted police in Deal, who determined that the house had been robbed and returned the stolen items.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A man who lost his keys had to be rescued after he spent 4 hours stuck in his chimney. Didn't we have a story like this a couple of months ago, Dan? Somebody stuck in a chimney? You remember that? The Tucson Fire Department crews responded after a neighbor reported hearing a man shouting for help. Firefighters found the man's feet. The man's feet were touching the floor of his house, but his body was wedged into the fireplace due to its decreased diameters and chimney as the chimney toward the bottom. The crew lowered a rope, were able to hoist the soot-covered man up. The 26-year-old firefighters told firefighters that he had been trapped in there for 4 hours after he accidentally locked his keys inside the home and tried to get through the chimney. It reminds me of that creepy Christmas display that'll go up in the Showcase studio in a couple of weeks with the hanging. It looks like Hanta hung himself in the in the chimney. Oh, man.
Well, if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. An Australian man faces up to a $9,000 fine for using drone to pick up a sausage. The video from the drone shows a man flying it to a local Bunnings to pick up a sausage from the concession stand. After getting the food, the drone flew over a residential area to get back to the man who was in his hot tub. Police spokesman Peter Gibson said the actions breached regulations involving using a drone within approximately 100 feet of people. The drone pilot, only identified himself as Tim, said that the video was, quote, just a bit of fun.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man who vandalized over 100 cars made it easy for police to find him when he spray-painted his name on two of the vehicles. Video shows a man wearing a glow-in-the-dark shirt while cutting tires and spray-painting graffiti at about 4 in the morning. When investigating the incident, Palm Beach sheriffs discovered two cars, one with the name Robinson on it and Nicholas on the other. And they quickly searched the name and showed a 29-year-old Robinson Nicholas lived nearby. Deputies found Nicholas at home wearing the same clothing as the video footage, and he was arrested. He's being held in the Palm Beach County on bond.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Okay. We have to vote. we've got the dummy burglar who ate a pizza and got caught. We got the dummies who took a taxi to rob a house but then stiffed the driver. We got the dummy who got stuck in a chimney because he forgot his keys. We got the dummy who got fined $9,000 for using a drone to get a sausage while he sat in a hot tub. And we got the dummy who spray-painted his name on the cars he was vandalizing. This is a stellar week. Stellar week of dummies. Okay, Dan, not easy. Not an easy choice this week.
No, I love the detail about the guy who was in the chimney. Like, his feet were touching the ground. And, like, how frustrated does that dude have to be? Like, damn it, we're so close.
I'm almost there. And then didn't it bring to mind that creepy thing that they're going to put up in the showcase studio?
It does, absolutely. Yeah. I do love the hot tub detail, but I have to go with the guy who wrote his own damn name on the cars he was vandalizing.
And he was wearing a glow-in-the-dark shirt! I hope it wasn't a Svengoolie shirt. Because both my Svengoolie shirts glow in the dark. All right. Vic, you're able to vote, yes?
I'm going to make things a little difficult and go with the chimney guy, because that's how does that seem like a better option than
calling a locksmith, maybe? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Hey, Vic, are you familiar with the chimney the fireplace decoration that they put up here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like he hung himself. I find it traumatic.
It does.
You just see Santa's feet dangling inside the fireplace.
Right.
Santa can't take it anymore. He just hung himself.
It does, actually.
I'll take a picture of it, by the way, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page, because they're going to decorate next week, right, or something like that, Dan? Yeah, okay. All right, Esmeralda, this is a good week. What dummy are you choosing?
Oh.
It's tough, right?
I do like the guy stuck in the chimney. I'm going to go with chimney guy.
You're going to go with chimney. Well, he wins. Chimney guy wins. I'm going with the dude getting a sausage while he's in with the drone. I don't know why I find that so amusing. And then he said, it was just a bit of fun. He's in a hot tub flying a drone to go get a sausage.
What else do you use drones
it's
for?
It's fantastic. I wonder if Steve Alexander's done that yet with his. Steve Alexander sitting at home getting sausages. I don't know. I just find it funny. But the winner is the dummy who got stuck in the chimney. And we'll do it all again next week. We got a break. We got the news. And then after the news, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday will commence. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context. Context. What's up? of where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran live, a live remote celebrating Veterans Day at Navy Pier. Make sure you tune into that. That all starts at 6. Happy Veterans Day to everyone and also to our own Vic Vaughn, who served. And we thank you for your service, Vic, and happy Veterans Day. And we will now go to Straight Out of Context. You know what this is. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
All right, Stephen Oakbrook is responsible for the first couple ones. We begin with you.
Mm. And you can pull it, you know, like he pops up. What was I talking about?
The Babadook.
The Babadook. My little booklet that came with my Blu-ray. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another one of you with Esmeralda.
So like once a month or?
Daily.
Oh.
What? What was going on there? What were we talking about?
You mentioned you watched Johnny Carson.
Oh. I do. I watch.
People are. On top of this.
Yeah, they really... No. Listen.
Wait to the second to last one.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And then an early one of Lou Manfredini.
That little kind of up and down motion that you get with it.
There you go, Esmeralda. Good old Lou. Okay.
Amanda in Michigan submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
I've seen it, and it works for you.
All right.
Eric emailed this one of Wendy.
It was kind of exciting for me to see that.
Oh. All right.
Chad sent in this one of you.
Well, the whole thing kind of grows at the same time. Was I talking about my mustache?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one of you from Ken in Milwaukee.
Esmeralda, you must be very pleased. What? Okay.
Another one of you from Matthew.
Come on. 10 thick. What was that?
The number of people going to view the Cubs at Wrigley Field.
10 thick. Okay.
Larry heard this exchange between John Williams and Bill Luff and Wendy Snyder.
Hey, can I plug something?
Yes.
You can plug whatever you want.
Whatever you need. You want to finish...
What? When was John in town?
For the Thomas
Jefferson. Oh, the Thomas Jefferson. That's right. Okay, cool.
Johnsburg AJ emailed this one to Patty.
I'm a screamer.
Oh, boy. Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Okay.
Eric and Tony heard this one of Wendy.
People need to open their mouth bigger.
All right.
Eric also submitted this one of Wendy.
But I don't do it unless it's dirty.
Oh, Wendy. All right.
Jane sent in this one of you.
Go outside, have a butt, and then they come back in. Oh, man. I didn't even realize that. I was talking about a cigarette. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mark heard this one of Esmeralda.
It is pulsating.
What's going on there? What were you talking, Esmeralda? What was that?
That was when we had the green screen of death over Esmeralda.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Celine heard this one of Coach Q.
Oh, great.
And I think they like playing with each other.
Ah, Coach Q, that's not the first time he's been to this parade.
Nope.
All right.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Wendy.
You can't get it off.
Oh.
Nice response from Bill. All right.
And then another one of Wendy.
Bill's going to do it later on, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, man. Yes.
Brad emailed this one to Violetta Podramatic and Rokan.
It's pretty juicy.
Yeah. Okay. I bet it is.
That was just creepy. That was creepy. I need to take a shower. All right.
Tony sent in this one of Wendy.
When in doubt, whip it out.
What is she, Ted Nugent now? What's going on?
I think
on?
She actually was quoting.
Well, she, of course she was. I got me a rock and roll band, and it's a free-for-all. All right.
Brian and Wild Bill heard this one of you.
The more meat, the better in my world.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. All right, next.
Brian sent in the next two. First up, you and Esmeralda.
I'd eat that. You'd eat that, right, Esmeralda?
For sure.
Oh, man. All right.
And another one of you and Esmeralda.
Like, say you stick your hand in, it's all sticky and it's runny.
Gooey. We were just filthy this week, weren't we, Esmeralda? What's going on? What the hell?
I don't know.
All right.
And appropriately, we end with this one sent to me by Esmeralda Leon of yesterday's birthday boy and today's veteran, Vic Vaughn.
I got a poke in the back and it would not stop.
Didn't he? And then he was like, poke, poke, poke.
Yeah, then it was just like, poke, poke, poke.
Threw me right under the bus there, Esmeralda. Thanks.
Hey, you said it.
And on his birthday. That's beautiful.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. All right, that's all of them? All right. Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Spies. Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24 hours a day, and whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any way, you become a spy. And jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
One entry this week from Tim. Steve Cochran was reminiscing about Ron Sano and some of the funny things that happened after he got his prosthetic leg, and you come up towards the tail end.
You know, after he had his first leg, I go into the booth, and he was very proud of the fact that this prosthetics company had made these amazing advancements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he wanted to talk about is the fact that he decided to get a little taller. So the legs were actually just a skosh longer. But he had one of the legs, he had a Cubs logo on the side of it. And this is how you know you've maybe made it with Ron Santa. And look, I knew we were friends. But when you walk in and he hands you his leg.
Right into the booth.
Stevie, take a look at this.
Okay.
Unbelievable. He was just nothing but fun. And you know what we ought to do? And I guess probably we can't because of the rights deal now. But at some point, I hope we can release the Pat and Ron show again because that CD is a gold mine.
No, it is. It is. Nick played a bunch of it the other night after they won.
What did we fire him? Immediately after?
He was immediately.
Yeah.
What? We can play that stuff, right?
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. Am I going to be fired now?
I mean, we probably would have heard by now, right?
Yeah, I think so. That was last week. Yeah. Ron showed me his leg, too. He didn't hand it to me like he handed it to Steve, but he did pull up his pant leg and go, look at that! Ron was always, you know what Ron was always impressed about with me? Just the fact that I was Italian. That just, he didn't, it didn't matter to him anything else. Yeah, you're my paisan. I'm like, yeah, that's right, Ron. And I've not gone back to Milwaukee because of that, because of Ron Sano. You know the story, right, Esmeralda?
No.
I'm 0-9 every time I go to Milwaukee to see the Cubs play the Brewers. 0-9. And when I went to the booth one time to say hi to Pat and Ron in Milwaukee, they were down like 7-2 or something. And I told Ron I was 0-8, and he said, you can't come back here.
Why would you say that?
Well, I was just saying it. We were just talking, and I was like, yeah, you know, I've come up here now. This is the ninth time I've come up here. They've lost every time.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you can't come back here.
I'm with him.
And when Ron Santo tells you not to go back to Milwaukee, you don't. I haven't been back since. And that was like 2009.
You need to never show your face there again.
Yeah. All right.